Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
Empowered for obedience. In the 40 days between his resurrection and his ascension, we read that Jesus was with his disciples giving instructions through the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 1, verse 2. I think this word instructions in the NIV is too soft. The other translations say things like commandments in the New King James Version, orders in the NASB and the New English Translation, and instructed and commanded in the Amplified Bible. The Greek word Luke uses in Acts chapter 1, verse 2 is entelemē, and it is a word that carries weight. Throughout the New Testament, this word is used to identify the words of God, the words of Moses, the words of Jesus, and the words of recognized leaders. In the Septuagint, the Greek translation of the Old Testament, this word is used 7 times. 5 of these times link together the words command and covenant. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 13, Joshua chapter 23, verse 16, Judges chapter 2, verse 20, Psalm chapter 111, verses 9 and 10, and Jeremiah chapter 11, verses 3 and 4. And the other 2 times express God's strong promise-keeping power that is awe-inspiring. Psalm chapter 90, verse 11, and chapter 91, verse 11. In other words, these aren't just any words, but they carry an awesome authority with them. These are binding commands. They are not merely wise counsel or suggestions for godly living. They are indispensable to the Christian life. Luke points out that Jesus gave these commands through the Holy Spirit, because it is only through the Holy Spirit that you and I can understand them, apply them, and be empowered to obey them. Jesus uses the same word entelemē in the Great Commission, Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, as well as here in Acts chapter 1, verse 2. Clearly, the scripture is telling us that we are powerless to understand and powerless to obey without the Holy Spirit's daily empowerment. Jesus would never give us commands that we were unable to carry out, which is why he gives us instructions through the Spirit, and then the Spirit gives us the power to joyfully obey those commands. Don't ever think that you are on your own in trying to figure out what Jesus said and how you are going to live it out. I discuss the role of the Holy Spirit in a Christian's life in much greater detail in my series called We Are Pentecostal. I've shared a link to that series in the show notes.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com. which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.